The need for social distancing drove many from malls to online shopping, while the concern with staying healthy amidst the pandemic drove up demand for medicines and other healthcare products. This has worked in Clicks's favor. The retailer's annual online sales surged by 361%, while its medicine distribution unit, UPD, produced double-digit turnover growth during the period. As a result, headline earnings grew by 12%, allowing the group to up its final dividend by over 37%. Company CEO Vikesh Ramsunder joins us now with his take on the performance. Thanks so much, Vikesh, for your time this evening. So Clicks not only withstanding the COVID-19 pressures, with turnover for the year up 9.6%, as I highlighted, HEPS rising as well. You're further planning to expand your network this year, opening 25 to 30 new stores and 30 to 35 pharmacies as well. Should we naturally extrapolate from these plans just how good a period this has been for you?
It has been a good period. I would concur. It's a bit of a bittersweet moment, of course, because we're happy with our results at the moment, but we understand the devastation that the pandemic has caused within the country. And obviously our heart goes out for the citizens of the world and South Africa that have been impacted by this. But the one thing that hasn't changed is our strategy. We're a South African business. We have very few stores, really only got 39 stores in the neighboring countries. And our strategy is to continue to serve the consumer in South Africa. So I've always said openly, we can get up to 900 stores in the country, and our plan is to continue to do that. So opening 25 to 30 new stores isn't dissimilar to what I forecast last year. We've just opened more because, unfortunately, the pandemic, in a way, has created more space, allowing us to open more stores currently for the year. That's 39 new stores.
Let's take a look at your business on a segmental basis here. We've had a rising demand for drugs during the coronavirus pandemic, of course, to bolster things nicely. Is that being sustained? Because, you know, there was a large element of fear, but also winter, that one would have expected to have driven sales over the period nevertheless.
That certainly has not been sustained. So, you know, we haven't had a winter cold and flu season, and we had quite a strong cold and flu season last year. So you can see that has affected pharmacy sales for the year. It's up 3.2% only. People were afraid at the beginning of what COVID-19 could happen, what could they get infected, etc. So they bought a whole lot of product in advance, and potentially that's still in their cupboards at home. Yeah. So we haven't seen an impact, right, around that with consumers. And generally, you know, cold and flu drives infection, which drives doctor visits, which drives scripts. And none of that has existed over this period. And certainly, it's now hay fever season, and with masks on, I doubt you're going to see more infections either. There is a little bit in the air, but we have certainly missed the big cold and flu season over this period.
Okay, so that on the one hand, how's that stacking up against the health and beauty segment over this period? And are you noticing any shift in consumer spending patterns, consumer behavior?
Absolutely. So what you didn't make up, if I could say, in curative, which is pharmacy, certainly customers came into our stores and bought preventative. So vitamins and supplements were up over 23% for the year. So that's significant growth on vitamins and supplements. And with lockdown and people staying at home, we can see that a lot more cooking happened. So we sold an enormous amount of electrical appliances. Salons were also closed, so we sold a lot of electrical beauty products, nail care products. So you can see how defensive our business is, that even in the time of COVID-19 and with lockdown, although we struggled with color cosmetics as an example, fragrances because of social distancing, we were able to fulfill consumers' other needs that they required over this period.
Vikesh, you did hit somewhat of a rough patch with the consumer market, though, where Clicks came under fire as a result of an advert by Unilever's Tresemme brand. You've said on the back of that you're intending to support now more so local brands moving forward. You've in fact got a target to more than double your local sourcing over the next 3 years. How are you rating capacity for the South African manufacturing space to cater to that goal?
Well, certainly we have to support local manufacturing, and we always have. We currently have almost 100 SMEs and MMEs. We buy 1.5 billion rand from black-owned companies today. So the incident hasn't necessarily spurred on Clicks, right, to be transformed. We've always invested in this for many years now. But by removing Tresemme off shelf has created shelf space. That has allowed us to focus more on local suppliers, which we have today. We have 13 exclusive suppliers that we work with, particularly on the hair care arena, and we plan to expand that moving forward. But the challenge you have is you have to build brands. You know, we're a retailer. We truly supply what customers want. And the reason why large multinational organizations perform that well is because really the customers look for their brands. The customers want Tresemme. The customers want Dove, right? The customers want organics, which are Unilever's brands. So we supply to customers the brands that they are looking for. So it's not that easy to just put a brand on your shelf and hope that it sells. The brand has to build up its equity, and customers must require those. So we will be supporting smaller suppliers as well to definitely give them space and support, but at the same time, assist them in how they can build the equity of those brands.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, if they grow the equity, other retailers may also list them, and then the company will grow within the South African market.
That being said, when it comes to the big brands themselves, I mean, you've added that you're looking to bring back Tresemme onto the shelves on new commercial terms. Just how much can you dictate on that front?
Certainly at the moment, we've made certain commitments. Tresemme has made certain commitments. Tresemme is on sale in the market with other retailers at the moment. But I have taken the view that until Tresemme meets their commitments and we have made and committed, meet the ones that we have committed to, we will then put Tresemme on shelf at that time. So certainly we've set some criteria in the business of when we will list Tresemme once again, and that those criteria haven't been met as yet. So we will certainly, you know, that could be in 3 months, 2 weeks, or 1 year. But once, you know, it's very important that we keep our commitments that we've made.
Vikesh, you talked about, building local brand presence in the South African market, and that as an entity you're striving to do. You're also looking to develop your online sales category. It's currently sitting at just about, 1% of overall revenues. If anything, the COVID-19 reality has taught us, you know, this lesson of how pervasive online retail is going to become. And in that context, you know, what does that do to your bricks and mortar investment that we have been seeing up to this point?
It's certainly not going to slow it down. So let's be very clear on this, right? South Africa is such a polarized market. That is why, in fact, online hasn't accelerated over time. You have communities that have access to fiber and credit cards, etc., which is an enabler for online. And then you have large amount of communities that don't have access to that. So it's very important that we service all the communities in South Africa.
Let's leave it there. Vikesh, thanks so much for having joined us this evening. Well, that was Vikesh Ramsunder, CEO of Clicks.